Okay, we have a few minutes over here. We have a little more than half an hour, 40 minutes. In Yoni Chanukah, let's start just to get our appetite wet. Let's learn about some of the basic in Yom of Chanukah. First, let us start with, when you light Chanukah candles, do you use oil or do you use wax? Okay, I'm sure many of us grew up in a world where it was very common to use wax candles. It's not really wax. It's paraffin. It's something that is similar to wax. No one today uses real wax. But it used to be very, very common to use what we call wax candles. And today it became a big fad with Shemen Zayis Zoch. And not only do we use Shemen Zayis for Chanukah candles, I've seen it, but I've noticed that there are many people, there are some people who use it for Shabbos as well. And not only do they use the Shemen Zayis for the Neiros, they use the Shemen Zayis even for the Shamash. And this is something which is really, really new. I don't think this was so common years ago. In fact, the last time I was in Eretz Yisrael, it was about at least 3 years, maybe it was 4 years ago, I don't remember how, and it was Chanukah time, and I was there, I spent time in the area near the near Yeshiva, and there's always interesting things going on there in the street, and there was someone selling Shemen Zayizach, the real Shemen Zayizach. Okay, the Shemen, the menorah, we know, V'yato tetzaves b'nei Yisrael v'yichu elecha, Shemen Zayizach, kosis lamo'or. And Rashi there explains, what is Shemen Zayizach? Mm-hmm. It is the first tipa that comes out of the olives without any pressing, without any crushing. It's a very, very pure oil, very pure olive oil, which basically does not exist. You cannot purchase anywhere today. Today you go into Eichler's, you go into any Judaica store and you buy oil. First of all, they rip you off big time. Okay. It's already outrageous the way it is. Totally outrageous, the prices. They always were outrageous.
If there's a minute.
Yeah, it's a minute to get ripped off.
That you had the olive oil from the year before.
Who says?
Yeah. Didn't the client find olive oil?
What?
The client found the oil that was from before, right? From the
kind of, I never heard this before. So you're saying Bedafka to use oil from last year?
Right, so it's cheaper. Because the oil went last year's price.
Yeah, but now you gotta buy for next year.
I never heard. Okay, if you're telling me Kabbalah hina Kabbalah, there's such a thing that you the custom to use from the previous year, fine. I never heard of this. I heard of you buy fresh new olive oil.
You buy fresh wicks?
Yes, of course. Of course, fresh wicks. Even every single day. That's also a topic. Okay, one thing at a time. Okay, Shemen Zayizach, olive oil.
But if you buy olive oil, there's the extra light. If you don't get the extra light and you get the cheaper one,
yeah, it's the same.
Be
all the same.
Careful about your ceiling because the black smoke goes up. Depending on if you use a big thing and it'll make a large fire, then it'll give off a black smoke. Believe me, not the light.
It's not pure.
I don't know what it was.
All right, but in the Beis HaMikdash,
the
big issue, Rabbi Iskai, the big issue is, okay, Rabbi Iskai, let's discuss this. There's a very big issue. Whoever said that you're supposed to use Shemen Zayizach? Okay, Rabbi Iskai, when you're lighting Ner Chanukah, the Ner Chanukah is a zecher for the Nes. You're not lighting the menorah. No one is lighting the menorah on Chanukah. The menorah is only in the Beis HaMikdash, in Eretz Yisrael. The menorah has seven candles, and they light all the seven candles every single day. There's Atavas and Eros. They would arrange the Eros early in the morning, and then they would light it at night. It would last for 12 hours. It goes Me'erev Ad Boiker. There's no such, no one lights. There's no Indian anywhere in Shulchan Aruch that when you light the Ner Chanukah, you should put in enough oil for it to go from Tzei Sakachavim all the way 12 hours until Alois HaShachar. No such thing. You only light one air. You don't have a replica of the menorah. You're not even allowed to. You're not allowed to have a replica of the menorah. So we're not trying to make believe that we have the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, in Eretz Yisrael, they don't even call the menorah anymore. They call the Chanukiah. Okay, you say the menorah, they look at you like, where are you from? You greenhorn. Menorah, a Chanukiah. What's the Chanukiah? It's Chanukah, and there is some type of a device which you put your neiros and your halachas, they have to be in one row, to go there's no such thing. You're just doing a mitzvah of lighting neiros, the zecher, the miracle of the yevanim v'timu kol hashmonim uminois shakan kanim nasa neis lashashanim. They found one pach shel shemen. It lasted for 8 days. So you go and you light neiros for 8 days. Whoever said that the halacha demands that you should light shemen zayis, and even if you're lighting shemen zayis, the shemen zayis that we light today is posel for the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. They do not sell in any Judaica store what is halachically called shemen zayis zoch. All of the oils that are found in the Judaica stores, or any, even, and you go to ShopRite, or you go to any, if you buy some you buy a canister of oil. I should have thought about going to Amazon. Probably get a lot cheaper. If you go to Amazon and you buy some non-Jewish community that does not know that the Jews celebrate Hanukkah, they don't have the seichel, they don't have the knowledge to raise the price and rip you off. So there's no oil today on the market that qualifies as shemen zayis zoch, because the oil has to be so pure where there was absolutely no crushing. When they write extra virgin olive oil, it's baloney, baloney. There's no such thing as extra virgin olive oil. It's all the same. It's just a label, a marketing technique. Cost extra. Oh, they put on the label extra virgin olive oil in order to charge you $5 more. And if you go in the back room, they pour the same oil, okay? It's like, you know what it's like? I always tell you this joke. There were two Santa Clauses. There's a Santa Claus in front of Macy's. And next to the Santa Claus is a Haredi. A Haredi from Eretz Yisrael collecting money. He's standing next to Santa Claus in front of Macy's. So Santa is collecting money and the Haredi is collecting money. So a yeshiva man, he walks by and he goes over to the Haredi and says, you know, let me give you some advice. It's not such a good idea for you to stand next to Santa Claus in front of Macy's. You know, they're not going to give you here. So the Haredi, the collector from Eretz Yisrael, he turns to Santa Claus and he says, Shmerel, you hear? This guy's telling us how to make parnasa. You ever heard this before? You heard this, right? This guy's telling us. So the same thing. You go into Eichler's, you go into the store. Oh, there's olive oil stock. Extra virgin olive oil. The only reason why they have the olive oil is in order to convince you to buy the extra virgin. The whole thing is a fraud. I read up on this.
You say the story as a joke, and I say over here, but I think I said it once before. My brother went with my father when he was a little kid to Macy's to go, and he sees everybody going to Santa Claus. My brother is bothering my father. I want all sorts of And my father's going, no way. You're not going on Santa Claus.
Why not?
So finally he says, okay, go on. And Santa says to him, this is a true story, yeah, Santa says to him, what's your name? He goes, Shimon Zeb.
What did he say?
Take two.
I heard the story is, did you say Shema today? Let's say Kriya Shema. You say, let's say Kriya Shema. The best Santa Claus there are, I mean, you go into any shtiebel. My beard, a beichel. All the Roshivas. Boy, am I getting in trouble here today. All right, let's go. Okay, let's go weiter. So the question over here is there really an inyan to have shemen zayis? If anyway, there is no shemen zayis zoch available in the market. So what are you fooling? What are you doing over here? You're making believe you're going to go use shemen zayis for the Hanukkah menorah, for the Chanukiah, when this is not the menorah, it's a zecher for the miracle. You just light a candle, v'zehu. And indeed, if you study Jewish history, you will find that's the way Itaka was. Most of the people who lived in Eretz, it's a new thing, the Mishnah Berurah made it popular. There was no hakpada to use shemen zayis. This is not the Chanukah menorah. Not only is it not the Chanukah menorah, if you are going to use shemen zayis, you're not using the wicks. The wicks that used in the Beis HaMikdash were made from linen, pishtan. Today we use katan. The oil is not zoch. So what are you doing? What are you doing over here? Anyway, you're not even coming close to the quality of, and also the oil is all tameh today. Everything is tameh, tameh mace. We're all tameh mace. So the oil is tameh. You're not putting in enough oil for it to go the whole night. You don't have a real, you're not even allowed to have a replica of a Chanukah menorah. What you're doing is a zecher for the miracle Chazal Gomesakim, you shall light a ner. V'zehu. And indeed, if you study Jewish history, it was not common to use olive oil. They would light wax candles. And another reason why, I mean, besides that there's just really no Indian to do it altogether, it's because it wasn't common. It wasn't availability. In many communities, it was extremely expensive, and it was not available. And thus, the minhag was always to light wax candles. And certainly, many of us here grew up, and you remember, they use wax. Everyone has those boxes you get from Telzer Yeshiva, right? The colored candles. All the children certainly lit those candles. Maybe the adult, the father, he lit Shemen Zayis. But it was very, very common. Today, no one. Today, you won't even see it. Today, it's very, very weird to light candles. And what is the reason? So the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's a mitzvah, mena mufchar, to use Shemen Zayis, because the miracle came about through the pach shel shemen. We have to understand that even though the oil that we are using is not even kosher for the Beis HaMikdash, because it's not zoch, it's just stam shemen, and everything else, still shemen zayis is shemen zayis. It still has a zecher. There's still some similarity between what was the time of the Beis HaMikdash. The Meila, that is why it is very common today to use shemen zayis.
So where does it come to say that it's a mitzvah? Based on what?
Based, the Mishnah Berurah says. That's what he says. The Mishnah Berurah says.
Because
the nace happened with oil.
The nace happened with the pach shel shemen. Is it the same type of oil? No. Now, however, there is another issue. What about the shamus? What about the shamus? Should the shamus also be from shemen zayis, or should the shamus be from? Exactly. So it's almost impossible. If you have a shamash, what's the reason why you have a shamash? There are many reasons why we have a shamash. But one of the basic and the most practical is we use this ner to kindle the other neres. No one is taking, no one, you never saw anyone take a oil receptacle. Do you ever see this? And light it and then go over to the other neres. No, and try to very, very skillfully maneuver to light. Without spilling, without burning yourself, without this, now that, without going out, you've never seen that. When you light, when the shamas that are used to kindle the other neros, it's always with wax or some type of thing similar to wax where you can hold it in your hands. If that is the ner which you've used to kindle all the other neros, why would you then go take that, extinguish it, and light on the menorah another ner, and keep it over there? So I know what the answer is. No, you shouldn't. You should use a nair. You're supposed to light. No, or to light what?
To light the
No, you should not use a. You should not use a. No, to light the other nairis.
Yeah, like
you should. No, you should not. You're supposed to use a nair. You should light from one nair to another nair using a cigarette lighter, That's not. That's that. You're lighting it in an unusual way. You're supposed to light all the nairis of Chanukah from one nair to another nair. Happens to be the nair that you're going to use to kill the other nairos is going to be a nair of shaiva, of wax. But you should not, definitely not, kindle the nairos of the Chanukah menorah with a lighter. A lighter is not a nair. A nair, in essence, is a receptacle. There are three parts to a nair. There is the nair, the shemen, and the psila. Three major components. The receptacle is called the nair. There is the shemen, the fuel, and a pesila. You must have these three things in order to be yoytze the mitzvah of Chanukah neiros. And l'mashal, for example, what about an electric menorah? An electric. Let's say you want to be yoytze an electric menorah. Let's say it's even an incandescent bulb. Make believe an incandescent bulb. Are you yoytze? So some will argue you're not. Why not? Because maybe you have a receptacle. Okay, there's a receptacle in there. And there is a psila, the filament, but where is the shemen? Where is the shemen? The shemen is coming in. It's not. There's nothing inside the receptacle. The shemen is coming from the wall. It's plugged into the wall. it's current that is being supplied from the city, from wherever the electricity comes from, you have two of the three components. You have a receptacle and you have a psila, but you don't have shemen. Let's say it's battery powered. That's also not so simple, because where's the battery? If the battery is in each single ner, if each single ner you have a battery inside the receptacle. Oh, if one battery for the whole thing, that's also, that's like a maduro. Yes, it's like you have one bowl of oil, and you put in the one bowl of oil, you put eight neros. It's no good. If you have a menorah where you have each receptacle has its own battery, which there are some things like this, have its own battery. So then you have in, and that battery is contained in a receptacle, and it has on top of it some type of filament, and it's getting its source just from that battery. That would be valid.
Not LED.
LED, no, because LED is not considered called a psila. You have a wick, or you don't. You need to have a wick, a psila. A filament that turns red hot can be considered to be a wick, a psila. There are three elements to the Hanukkah menorah: the ner, the shemen, and the psila. LED is gas. It's when there's a certain chemical reaction. There's no psila, there's no wick. When there's certain degree of heat, or I don't know how these things work, it causes the gas to glow to a very intensity. But there's no wick, there's no actual psila. So all of these things are very problematic. When it comes to Ner Shabbos, we're much more lenient. Because Ner Shabbos, you just need illumination. The laws of Hanukkah are much more stringent than the laws of Ner Shabbos. Ner Shabbos does not necessarily need a receptacle, a shemen, and a psila. For Ner Shabbos, we're machmir avada. We're machmir, 100% we're machmir. We're machmir, we don't even make a bracha, not even to make a bracha, but me'ikar hadin, when it comes to Shabbos, many parts can, b'shas hatcha can be makel, and as long as you have illumination, the room is well lit, you have achieved the purpose of Ner Shabbos. Can you make a bracha? I think many Paiskim do not allow you to make a bracha. But can you say that you were not Yoytzei the mitzvah? No, you cannot say that. A woman who's in the hospital and needs to light Ner Shabbos, and they give her these LED tea lights, and she turns them on, or better, you turn on the light in the room. Can you make a bracha? L'chor, you can't make a bracha, but can you say that she was not Yoytzei? You definitely cannot say she was not Yoytzei, because she brought about illumination into the room through these things. When it comes to Hanukkah, people will tell you that you're not Yoytzei. The laws of Hanukkah are much more stringent. It's not just about illumination, it's about lighting the Neroi Shel Hanukkah. The Neroi is the Halik Ner Shel Hanukkah. I know you tell me Ner Shel Shabbos also, the same as like Nusuch. I don't know the answer. Haneris Lolo, I don't know the answer, but for some reason we're much more makon Hanukkah that it should be much more significant. Now, what about the Shabbos? So, what is the purpose of the Shabbos? So, there are multiple purposes. Number one, the Shabbos is just a practical thing which you use to light all the Neroi. Number two, just in case Chas V'Shalom your Nene from the Neroi, we paskin. We pass, like you're not allowed to derive benefit from an eres l koydeshem the ein lani rishus l'shtameish bohem el l'roisam belvad. So just in case you walk into the room and it's dark, and you start enjoying the benefit of the light of the neiros of Hanukkah, if there is an extra candle that is lit, an additional candle, then we have a right to say that the hanah that you are deriving from the illumination is not coming from the Neris of Hanukkah, but it's coming from the Shamash, from the extra Ner. So based upon that, then you're right. Then if the Shamash that you have on your Hanukkah is oil, so it does serve that purpose. It does serve that purpose where just in case you nichshol and have Hanah, you're having enough from that Ner. So you can light that afterwards, it doesn't really make a difference. Others say the reason why you have a Ner is because today, Bisman Hazeh, we live B'Shas HaSakana. Okay, the Gemara says that Bisman Hazeh, Bisman of Sakana, what do we do Bisman when the Sakana? You do not put the Hanukkah menorah outdoors because you're afraid that the Goyim will see it and they will come and make problems. So you put it inside on your house, on your dining room table. manichoy al shulchanoy vidayoy. What's the problem by doing that? When someone walks into the house and they see there's a candelabra lit, so do they think that this is a Hanukkah menorah? No, it's my lamp. If you, when there's a time of sakana, and you take the Hanukkah menorah and you put it on your dining room table, that's all you require to do. But there's a problem that there's no pirsume nisa, because anyway, every single person in their home has some type of candelabra to provide illumination. How is it noticeable that this candelabra is not here for illumination, but is here for the purpose of a mitzvah? And the answer is you light an extra candle. By lighting an extra candle, oh, the extra candle is for illumination. So what is the Hanukkah menorah there for? The mitzvah. And by the way, the only one that needs to do this is an Adam Choshev. Only an Adam, because a regular person does not have much illumination. A regular person, when you walk into their home and you see there's a menorah lit on the table, it's obvious this is a Hanukkah menorah. But a person who is a Choshev, a person, Adam Choshev, when you walk into their home, a Choshev, a person, and you see on the table illumination, you're not going to assume that this is the Hanukkah menorah. This is just Stam illumination. That is why an Adam Choshev needs to have an extra ner to make an indication that this is a Hanukkah menorah. So there are those that suggest that the reason why today, Bizman HaZeh, we all have on our Hanukkah menorah a Shamos is for this reason. Because Bizman HaZeh, it's very rare for a person to light the Hanukkah menorah outside. Everyone today, Beder Chlal, is fulfilling what it says, Manichoy al Shulchanoy Vidayoy. You're leaving it, you're doing it inside your home, by the window, okay, but it's still inside. So how is it noticeable that this illumination is for Hanukkah and is not for just ordinary illumination? You have an extra candle. Because everyone today is in the category of an Adam Choshev, and everyone needs an extra candle, and that's why we have the extra candle. So it turns out I've already given you three different reasons as to why we have a Shamos. Number one, we should not, you have practical. You want to light the key, you want to light. You need to light. Number two, if you have Hanah, it should not be from the Neiros, it should be from this. And number three is an indication that the Neiros are Neiros Shel Hanukkah. Now, according to reason number two and three, L'chayra, it wouldn't make a difference if you light it from oil. But if you take the most simple reason why we have a Shamos, is because the Shamos is the one that is the servant. It lights the other Neiros. It's very insulting to the Shamos to extinguish it and replace it with another Neir. So it begins, it's an insult. I go and I light the Neiros, and then Shamos, you're not good enough. Get lost. For the Shamos that I'm going to put on my menorah, oh, I'm going to have Shemen Zayizoch. It's an insult. How would you feel about it? How would you feel about that, if you were the Shamos?
You're transferring the fire from your candle to the fire over there. I mean, it's upgrading you.
I transfer my authority. I'm the Gabbai of the Shul. There's only one Gabbai in the Shul. Rav Baruch, there's only one Gabbai, right?
Which shul do you go to?
Only one Gabbai. When the Gabbai goes away for a simcha, there's an assistant, there's a chleis, I don't know. I give you my power. You're not me. You can't come to me. Yeah, I'm Aretz. You don't know all the intricacies of what goes on here in the shul. So you tell the guy, I know of a Gabbai. He's such a Gabbai. He's really, he's addicted. He's a Gabbai of a very big shul. Very big shul in Lakewood. He built the shul. He paid for half the shul. And he's really, really into his gabois. It's to a degree I've never seen before. And every once in a while, not too often, he comes to Flatbush for a simcha. So in his family. The second after Shabbos, I can't believe what I was seeing this. The second after Shabbos, he takes out his phone. And he takes out his phone from the computer. So we're turning off over here. What happened over here? This is what happened. The second after Shabbat, he takes out his phone and he goes into the security cameras I'm not joking. I can't believe what I'm watching. He goes into security cameras. Shui does this also sometimes. He goes into the security cameras on Shabbos and he wants to see what happened. He wants to see if his assistant, he gave out all the aliyahs, the imamish, he reviews who got psicha, who got all the aliyahs. He goes through the whole thing. Is that really right to do? I don't know if that's right. He can't help himself. It's mamasha, an addict. That's an old shaila. Okay, it used to be unheard of to allow, and all when they first started putting in cameras, there was came out no shul that put a camera inside the Beis Medrash. They put it on the street. Then they started putting in the hallways. Now every single shul has a camera. There's a camera in the Beis Medrash. Okay, in every single shul in the Beis Medrash, it's already like the Kevon, the Doshu Beit Rabim. All the shuls have inside the Beis Medrash. There's no part of the shul that's not under surveillance.
But the question is whether you're allowed to have a no.
Oh, okay, that's right. Ksiva. What's a shayla? It's an act of ksiva on Shabbos. Is it mamish? It's not mamish ksiva.
If it's just for surveillance and it was there or whatever, okay. But if you're doing it to record it, to get
for some reason, it's not so partial what he does. I agree with you. I agree. It's not so simple what he does. For some reason, I've seen already a lot of people, they become extremely lenient in this matter. Whereas years ago, 35 years ago probably, the answer of David Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha Paskind, that you're not allowed to go to the Kosel HaMaravi on Shabbos. Dr. Dov, 35 years ago, it's a famous psak, Rav David Feinstein Paskin, that you're not allowed to go to the Kosel HaMaravi on Shabbos. 35 years ago, it was a novelty. They had cameras by the Kosel HaMaravi. So when you go there, Kosel HaMaravi, you're being recorded. Today, you can't walk out of your home. In your home, it's also, you probably have cameras in your home. You can't walk Dalet Amos without it being recorded. So the whole thing today became like we just fell back on leniencies. Otherwise, you couldn't walk anywhere. We fell back on leniencies. Ksiva, writing. Because you're creating an image. It's a tolod of ksiva. What?
There's no shoes scale on
Shabbos. But when you walk around,
it has motion detection in it, yes. But if it's a straight recording,
by you walking, you are participating in the act of ksiva. L'mashal, the person has peyos, right? And you go to a person removes his peyos. If you go to a barber and you do nothing, you sit down in the chair, and the barber goes and cuts the peyos with a razor. Did I do it? I did nothing. I am passive. Karaka oilam. But let's say the barber says, can you turn just a little bit? Turn a little bit so I can make it easy for me to use a razor to cut. If you go and you move in order to participate, then you got a problem. Then you are participating in the act of Peyos HaRosh. So here, if you sit and do nothing, I'm sitting here, I'm not going to twitch, and there's a machine on that's taking pictures. Big deal. But when I get up, I am actively being involved in the product that is going to be made. Now, at the end of the day, what you're saying, Heshi is saying, is absolutely true, because we don't see anyone taking makbid on this. We don't see anyone. You ever heard something makbid on this?
We all makbid that you can't take those pictures and say, oh, I made a simcha downstairs here. I want to have nice pictures of what happened by the simcha. You're not allowed to have a nah afterwards.
Right.
From that.
So here you go, and the guy, what he was doing is not really right. I agree with you that he's going, he's looking at the camera to see who got all the aliyahs. He wants to know what happened when he was absent. I don't know what to say. In any event, that's not the point. The point over here is, got sidetracked, is that, you know, when you give over your authority to someone else, it's just not the same. It's just not the same. If this snare was good enough to light the neros, why do you have to get rid of it? It's an insult. It's a certain sensitivity. Here, I lit all the neros. I made a bracha, l'shem yichud. If it was a big rebbe, believe me, they would go sell. If you had the ner that the Baal Shem Tov used to light his Hanukkah menorah, can you imagine the Baal Shem Tov, he made the brachas, halak ner shel Hanukkah, and he used a wax candle to light the neros, If you had it today, it would sell, it would be priceless. It would sell auction. Who knows how much they would pay for it? Oh, who cares? Who cares? You just lit the candles. No. He made a bracha holding the snare, and he used the snare to kindle all the neiros. There's a sensitivity. So you just blow it out, get lost, and now it should look nice. In the menorah, you go put the nair of a shaman. Why are you putting shaman? The Hanukkah miracle, the Hanukkah, by the way, how do they light the neiros? How do they light the neiros in the Beis HaMikdash? It seems they lit. They lit with a piece of wood, with a kaisam, with a.
From the
right, but what did they use? What did they use? It's not even relevant because what we do by the Hanukkah is not relevant to how they lit the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, it's not so clear how they lit the neiros. So they bent over one with the whole shiloh. They bent over. They lit one nair from another nair. They bent the neiros. It's not so. Or did they use a kaisam, a splinter of wood? They had a splinter of wood, like a match. And they use matches. Today, I don't know, I gotta go look this up. I don't think today you're supposed to do this. You're supposed to light the neiros with a nair. Why should we be more machmir in the zecher l'neis of using a nair to light the neiros than what they did in the Beis HaMikdash, where they used splinters to light them? I don't know. A splinter is not a nair. It has no receptacle, has no fuel, has no shemen. It's just a sudden it's a fire, and they use a splinter to light the nair of the menorah. Today we don't. Today we use a nair. If we're using a nair, who told you to insult it? And in fact, if you look at some of the old sources, that's what they did. The shamos was shaiva. The ikur mitzvah. You want to use nair as a hidur. The nais occurred through shemen. Okay. That's for the mitzvah itself of the neiros of Chanukah. The shamos is not part of the mitzvah. The sham is only there because you should not be nene. It's because it should serve as a heker, that this illumination is not for your private benefit. It's for the mitzvah. That's why we have another ner. So if you're going to use, why would you want to go and change it from wax, which you have no choice, you need a wax candle to light, to shemen zayis? Yet, what I'm telling you is not the common minhag. For whatever the reason is, the Olam doesn't want to accept this. The Olam wants to use a wax candle, and then they want to blow it out, and they want to have the shamis filled up with oil, and that's the way the world works. It looks nicer.
There's reasons 2 and 3.
There's what?
There's reasons 2 and 3 why you have the shamis. So I want it to be going the whole time, for the whole...
So the wax also goes the whole time. The less long.
If you look at pictures in the Ramadiyya or the Rebbe's,
yeah.
They all use the shamas as wax, but dafka wax, and it burns next to the menorah.
And they don't replace it with this, they have that sensitivity, right? That's what he brings down here also. Mm-hmm. Today, it's a new fad by the B'nai Torah to light the shamas with oil. Maybe you'll tell me it's dangerous because it doesn't fit into the holder. They wanted to get it to fit in. They make a whole business out of it. They'll make a special business of the shamas candle. You know, it's an interesting question. You know, this whole thing has evolved over the generations. It is pretty clear from the tshuvas, Pasha did not have olive oil. They did not. They easily used shuman, which is not even kosher. Shuman. Okay, the whole shalav mina mutar beficha to use chaylev, certain types of forbidden fats. From animals, they would use for the neiros, or they would use other things, or they would use wax. And then, achshrei dara, in our generation, Baruch Hashem, there's a supply of olive oil. It's a very good business. People are making a lot of money for olive oil. People have it, and not only do they use the olive oil for the neiros, they use it also for the shamas. Why? I don't know, but that's what has become. All right, let's discuss. And by the way, there is over here a very interesting chiddush of the Maral. The Maral, when it comes to this, says the Dover Nifla. The Maral says, let me turn to what it says over here. Okay, the Maral holds, I read the words, Ma sheroiv ha'olam nohagin. Nerer shel shayva lahadlik bo, lefi hanir, the words of the Maral, shehu posul ner chanukah legamri, deloy nikra ner klal, rak zen nikra ner, shenois, rak zen nikra ner, shenoisnin hashemen bechli, umanichim sham pesila, shezen nikra ner, loy kasher korchin hashaava alapsila, vechain chilev, shekarchen, I guess it means congealed fat, shekarchen al apsila, lav ner hu rak avuka, v'avuka nir the pasul l'ner chanukah. This is the famous, the barvusta shita of the Maral. The Maral holds a ner, a wax candle, is an avuka, and it is pasul, it's a bracha levatola. If you have wax candles, well, you're taking wax and you're surrounding a ner, and you're lighting it, or even something, any type of candle, is called a torch. A ner, by definition, means three things. You have a receptacle, you have oil, the fuel inside the receptacle.
Beeswax.
Same thing, beeswax is the same thing, it's a candle. Beeswax is the same exact thing as the paraffin that we have today. Same exact concept. The Maral holds that this is called an avuka, and you're not yoytze the mitzvah of Chanukah. It is a bracha levatola. No one follows this shita. The shita. What?
They have the stuff that they use by the yonah. It's like a power. It's a liquid.
That's liquid. That's already better.
But it's not oil.
He doesn't say. He doesn't talk about.
That has to be oil.
He talks about you have to have a receptacle. The rules are you need three conditions, or three elements.
The little prepared ones that are congealed.
That became a big shiloh. So say, listen, I use them.
The congealed ones or
the
non-congealed?
The congealed ones. The congealed ones are very, very popular. So someone will argue that that's the most popular. They sell it. I asked them in the store. That's the most popular. The congealed oil, that is the most popular. So someone will argue, what are you accomplishing? What are you accomplishing? That this is an avuka. Because since they're congealed, so you don't really need, it's not really the classic nair, a receptacle with a shemen and with a psila. Yeah.
It only melts after you,
right, after you light it.
And after you did everything, you're a couple
The bottom line is, the velt is makel. Let's ask you a question. If you go and you take it out of the glass, the congealed, or I tried this a few times. Are you how long will it last? A half an hour? I take it out of the glass, the congealed oil.
And where you put it?
I stand it up on top of, I cover the reset on top of the menorah. It's flat or anywhere. I just on the table. And I go and I just take the, I put it in the freezer. Okay, it's really congealed stock.
It's going to turn.
So it goes to show that you have to have a receptacle. A nair, a candle, does not need a receptacle. If you take the candle and you melt it into the table, right? You take a candle and you go and you melt it and you push it down and then it gets cold and it's glued. You glue the candle to safety first, of course, to a safe piece of metal, okay, to a leichter. So you can do that, right? So if you do that, are you yoytze? According to the Maral, you're not yoytze because a candle doesn't need a receptacle. A regular candle does not need a receptacle. I can take a regular candle and light it on the bottom and then melt it onto, glue it to a table, to a metal tray, and go away. It'll last for a very long time.
The congealed thing also doesn't need a receptacle.
No, so the congealed thing...
After you lit it, so when you lit it, it wasn't a proper.
So you're saying you're splitting hairs over here. Halacha, but basically, once you take the congealed oil out of the receptacle and you put it down on the table, very quickly is it going to melt, and it's going to become a big mess and it's going to go out. It's not going to last. It's not going to last for half an hour. Once even the ones that's supposed to go for 2.5 hours, once you light it, if that congealed oil is not protected by the receptacle. Within 2 minutes, the whole thing turns into a liquid, and it's all over the place, and your candle goes out. So you don't have a half an hour. You're not going to have a half an hour. So what do you see from that? Even though it's congealed, it needs the receptacle. it must have the receptacle. If you take it out of the receptacle, even though right now, when it's cold, it's congealed, you light it, it's not going to last. It's not going to last more than a minute.
That means you made it good only after you lit it. I can't move my menorah to the proper place after I made the bracha. I'm supposed to light it in the place where you're supposed to. Everything has to be set up, able to work, and do what it's got to do right when I'm lighting.
Exactly.
Here it's not, because it's not liquefied yet.
But once you light it, it's not going to last for half an hour.
It doesn't matter.
If you know that when lighting, if I only put enough oil to last for 5 minutes,
No good.
So if I know that I go and I light this, it's going to melt and I'm going to have nothing left over here. It's like if I only have 5 minutes of oil.
Correct.
So therefore, I need the receptacle.
Need a receptacle, but I'm saying you don't have the proper oil when you start.
You have oil when you start.
You're saying
you have the shemen, but you don't have the ner. You have the shemen, it's a lumshah case. You have the shemen. Ordinarily, you need three things. You need the ner, the shemen, and the psila. So if you take the congealed oil and you take it out of the... So you tell me, oh, it's not oil, it's not called shemen zayizach, because it's congealed. Oil is liquid, and this is congealed. So the answer is no. This is, when you're going to light it, it's going to turn into oil. And
so
you...
Maybe
it is good.
But is it going to be... back to the minamufcha
state. Is it what?
Minamufcha.
What's the only reason why it's not minamufcha? The only reason why it's not minamufcha is because it's a taruvis of shemen and paraffin. You've diluted the purity of the oil by adding other ingredients. Now in the Beis HaMikdash, that's unacceptable. In the base, the only reason why you're doing shemen is zeichel l'mikdash. Okay, it's zeichel l'mikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, it's unacceptable. In the Beis HaMikdash, to use anything other than pure shemen zayizach. The reason why we use shemen zeichel l'neis, it's not pure oil. There's other ingredients that are added in order to give it some type of consistency that it should not melt away and fall apart. All right, so these are the different issues when it comes to ner. I thought we'd do a lot more. Emir Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with some other things.
I love you, man.